Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The right fielder, Ernie Orsatti. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Roe Edgar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Haynes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jesse Haynes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chick Tolson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sheriff Blake. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sheriff Blake. And now, play ball. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Orsatti moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orsatti scores. Frisch moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch misplays the ball. That's an error on Frisch. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 1 in the game. Douthat takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Douthat. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Hornsby applying the tag. Two outs. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolson juggles the ball. That's an error on Tolson. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Orsatti moves to second. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson strikes out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 0 for 1 in the game. Roedger strikes out. One out. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0 for 1 in the game. High strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. English moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hornsby moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. English scores. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to third. Kyler moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tolson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Wilson scores. Kyler scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0-1 in the game. Blake hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-1 in the game. Gelbert takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. One out. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Douthat strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 0-for-2 in the game. Roedger hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bottomley moves to third. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-2 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blake fields it and throws to home to get Bottomley. Roedger moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson is thrown out after the base hit. Roedger scores. High goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolson hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Kyler scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Carmen Hill now pitching. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Frisch catches it and throws to second with Gelbert covering, to double up Tolson. Two outs. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 0-for-2 in the game. Blake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Douthat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English is hit by the pitch. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. English moves to third. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roe Edgar. Kyler reaches second base with a double. English scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 8-3, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tolson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hornsby fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Roe Edgar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bottomley moves to second. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-3 in the game. High hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Sheriff Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blake bunts towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-4 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. English hits a ball on the ground towards second. Frisch can't make a play. That's a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 9-3, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. English moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English scores. It's 10-3, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hornsby moves to second. Earl Smith now catching. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Smith settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Smith. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Woody Holm pinch hits for Carmen Hill. Woody Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hornsby fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.